What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
What about the end of the world? What about it? The world will end. I think that's my briefest straight answer to date. Welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. I'm George Samietz, pastor at Ascension Lutheran Church in Brandon, Suffolk, England. I hope you enjoy the program. And I say that because this topic, the end of the world, and the questions it generates seem almost endless, without end. As people peer into the future and try and make out the details there so they can live now. This topic is contentious among Christians. There are numerous views around. It is also a topic that has separated Lutherans in their history. If you have questions about the end of the world, then please send them in to Lutheran Radio UK, marked SA2AQ, or Straight Answers to Awkward Questions, and I'll get back to you. What about the end of the world? As I've said, the world will end. Christians operate with a linear view of time. There's a beginning and an end to all things, except God and those with him. Since we live and breathe and think and feel in time, we find it too hard to think outside of time. It's like trying to understand what is outside the universe. Our frameworks of knowledge and understanding have boundaries, and that's the point. There are limits, ends, for us, and that is all too painfully real at times. And for our world. And that's debatable among people today. Christians accept the faith statement of Jesus that there will be an end to this world. He will return visibly, and there's a judgment, a reckoning, a new heaven and a new earth. And for those in Christ, life forever in the presence of God. This world, the old, will pass away, and behold, the new will come. Of course, living in this old world, people, and it is totally understandable, want details. When in particular, and other things like, will there be any warnings or signs, or will it be a surprise? And how will we be judged? Jesus didn't help us with specific details, and that's part of the reason for all the speculation. When he talked about signs before the end, wars, rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, persecution of Christians, false messiahs, and so on, and his only time reference was soon. We hear this in the last book of the Bible, Revelation, where Jesus speaks to the churches that he's coming soon. And then in the last chapter, to everyone who is reading or hearing this revelation, he repeats the message, I am coming soon. Jesus specifically says that a mark of a false messiah or religion is the pronouncement of the date and time of the end or his return for all to see. So we are left with soon. And by nature, we are an impatient species, and God's word isn't enough, and so people add to it or interpret it in all sorts of ways. Strictly, I can be accused of the same thing, but I hope that I let the word stand and speak, and I don't choose my favourite bits and ignore others, but approach all of God's word as a whole in a coherent way. This leads me to look to the future, and the end, whether it comes in my lifetime or not, and smile. My future is secure in Christ. Whether I die or whether Jesus returns to this world for everyone to see and says, time's up, my future remains secure. I already know the verdict of the judgment. I've heard it each Sunday in the absolution. Yes, I'm a sinner. Yes, I'm guilty. But because of Jesus, I am declared not guilty. I am justified. Not by my works or deeds or even effort, but because of Jesus and what he has done for me. So with my future, my end, my death, or if it occurs with the end of the world, secure in Christ, let it happen when it happens. I now turn from peering into the future to my TV screen or my newspaper, to my wife and family, my diary, and the work I have for today, and get on with it. Still planning for a future, that's living responsibly, still having hopes and dreams, still wanting to be a blessing to those around me, but not wanting to make a heaven on earth to welcome Jesus back. That's impossible. But now working and praying and living to the glory of God and for the benefit of those around me. Jesus has been coming soon for nearly 2,000 years. The signs have been there for all that time. And I live with that truth in the back of my head. Yes, Jesus could arrive soon, at any time. And that doesn't make Christians slack, or it shouldn't, but rather more focused. Not on the clouds, but on today and today's joys and sorrows. So why am I not delusional? Why do I have little regard for the details of the end of the world? Because I am not alone now. Jesus is not an absent landlord who will suddenly turn up to check on the tenants. Using the parable of the tenants in the vineyard, you might say God is a landlord, and I'd agree. But I said absent landlord. Surely one of the truths of the resurrection and of Pentecost is that Christians, followers of Jesus, are not alone in this world, struggling on by themselves, looking up to heaven, seeing the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit lounging on deck chairs by a pool drinking margaritas and looking down at us and saying, "There's a path there for you, climb up, we'd love to meet you." A key point of Christianity is that we are not alone, that Jesus is with us now, through words and water, bread and wine. He accompanies us, walks with us, like he did with the disciples to Emmaus, and supports us. Yes, this truth is a faith truth. We believe it to be true. We trust God's word, and it is not part of our experience per se. But we grow in this relationship with Jesus, and over time, he guides and shapes our thoughts, words, deeds, and even experiences. Christian discipleship is living by faith and not by sight, living today by God's word, by Jesus, and secure that the future, the tomorrow, and the one that has our end in this world in it, is already secure in God. Sometimes people get hung up about the 1,000 years mentioned in Revelation. Aha, we say, a time reference. And we miss the point of the message that it is a description of life in the new age, the messianic age with Jesus now. We are told this to be assured that God is in final control. And while he lets this world spin and allows us freedom to live, nobly, but also to do a lot of damage, yet God will bring about his plans despite us at times, and despite the desire of sin to be in control, and the wrecking plans of the demonic. Our days can be good or bad, and we have a lot to do with that, but they are still all ultimately held by God, and in Jesus we can live with him in this world, and not be overcome by this world, or paralyzed by whatever future we might see. The end of the world is in God's hands, and for Christians, it is secure. Now is also in God's hands, and not worrying about the future as such, while still living responsibly each day for ourselves and the next generations, we face today and the future with confidence. God is in the midst of his people. The calendar date is irrelevant. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samietz, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.